Perhaps first off then, just explain to me what it's like being the president of almost two clubs in one.
We're not so much separate is the idea. We're quite a well-unified club. Obviously, problems come across in terms of making sure you pay enough time and attention to both. But yeah, it's been good fun and I've enjoyed it. It's the main thing, isn't it, really?
And perhaps for those that don't know, just give an overview of sort of what your year's been, your sort of highs and lows, your achievements, your performances.
So on the swimming side of thing, the main highlight was we made a books final for the first time ever in the men's relay team. That's the first time a York relay team's ever made a books final, which is a pretty massive achievement. I mean, it's top 20 in the country have to come to get there, so it's not top 40 anymore, it's top 20 for us. We still don't get books points, unfortunately, for doing that, but that's a problem with swimming. Water polo, our men's team, again made the final of the Books Cup. Unfortunately, lost to Sheffield in the final because it was out of term time. We couldn't really put together a decent team. And then our girls played in the U-Polo competition, which is slightly different from Books, but along the same lines. And we came third in a division we were promoted to just 2 years ago. And that was third across the country, so there was all the unis involved. We went down to Cardiff to do that, and it was a pretty exceptional achievement for the girls.
A big point to talk to you about swimming water polo would be roses.
Yes.
Obviously, great fun and great success.
Yes, 14-2 this year. We just missed out on the whitewash. We've been getting closer and closer the last few years. We missed a couple of penalties in the last quarter as well in the men's match, which drew in the water polo. But the swimming was about as resounding a victory as you could ever hope to see in the pool. We'd won it before last race in both the men's competition and the women's competition. And then women's polo, it was, I can't remember the exact score off the top of my head, but it was a heavy defeat again for Lancaster. But that's become the norm.
And you were given the sort of the accolade, the title of York Sport Club of the Year this year, as recognition of the great work that your society's been doing.
Yeah, I'm very proud because I think it's sort of recognition that we are the best club and campus. We've always thought it, to be honest, ourselves. But we put a lot of work into charity work, and also we had massive success in the pool as well. And it's just testament to a great bunch of people within the club and a great committee which we've had this year as well.
And you're leaving, well, I know you're staying on to do a Masters, but do you feel as you leave your role as president, or have now left your role as president, that you're leaving with the club in better shape than when you found it?
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't in bad shape when I found it, to be honest. Our last year's president, Joe Marshall, he's very, very good as well, but I'm hopeful as well for next year. We've got Beth Richards coming in to take over from me, and I think she can improve things even further and go for it again, maybe. I don't know if you win club of the year twice in a row. She can try, can't she?
And when did you first get involved with the club? Was it when you arrived straight in freshers?
So when I was a fresher, I didn't really train very much, if I'm being honest with you. I had the fresher drinking spree, and then I got myself together over the summer, so going into my second year when I took over as captain. And yeah, that's when I started training again properly, really got back into my swimming, which was something unusual for me because I'd kind of given up a bit when I was about 15, 16. And then when I got to be present, things really took off. And I really enjoyed being back in the film. The club's brilliant. Great bunch of people.
And how would you say the club's changed over your time here at York?
We've definitely become much more performance-focused. Perhaps when we started, it was more a social club. We've got two coaches now in with the swimming club who are working very well with us and have moved us to the next level with the books final, as I said. It's more about sort of winning and improving ourselves than just going down and having a chat at training. It's about going there to train hard. And the same is true for the water polo as well. Like, they've just gone to the next level every single year. They're getting promoted, getting to books finals every single year, and the improvement's constant.
And perhaps looking into next year, how do you think the club's going to sort of outdo this year's achievements?
It'll be hard, because we've had a great year this year, but it's about following it on with all the hard work we've done outside the pool. We can do the same sort of thing again this year, next year with Beth. She'll know what she's doing. She'll have her own plans, which will be very different from what I've done. But I'm confident that she'll know what she's doing and be able to move us in the right direction.
And perhaps what would you really sort of underpin as the factor that's really sort of moved swimming and water polo at York up a gear this year?
Strong sense of team camaraderie between the two sort of sides of clubs. Obviously, you pointed out at the beginning that we're swimming and we're water polo, but this year in particular, more than during my 3 years at all, we've been really close as a club, with both sort of having people doing both sports, and focus being paid to success on both sides of the club rather than just water polo, who've been perhaps outdoing the swimmers for the past few years. it's been much more online, and the team's been a lot closer together out of the pool as well.
And what for you as president of the club of the year has been the most rewarding thing?
Winning roses, of course. 14-2, it's not going to get any better than that. Or it could get better than that next year. 16-0 is the aim.
Okay, and what's the turnover like of players within the squad? Are you sort of needing a load of new faces to come in next year?
So we're going to need a few men's polo players. If anybody's interested in getting into water polo, it is a good fun spot. And it's something you can start without having ever done it before. If you know how to swim, basically, we can teach you how to play water polo. It is a good fun spot. I don't do too much of myself. I'm more of a swimmer. But that's what we'll be looking for next year. We're not losing too many people on the women's polo front. But again, anyone who wants to get involved, absolutely come down to trials next year. Get in touch, swimming at usu.org, and somebody, not me anymore, but somebody will reply to you.
And are you looking to stay involved next year while you're doing your Masters?
I will definitely be swimming. I will not be on committee next year. I think I'm done with that. I've put enough time into the club and I'll leave somebody else to take it over and move it forwards.
Okay, well, that was Bill Timpany there, going for a well-deserved rest after a very strong year in charge of swimming and water polo at the York Sport Union Club of the Year.